Here on KMCU, it's Westfall GMC Trunk Day, and I've got Mark Wolf with me. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Now, let's go ahead and get the rough part out of the way. Of course, the incident last night all over the national media with the President Obama rodeo clown. What's the state fair position on that, sir?
Well, first of all, you know, I just want to give our apologies for something like that happening out here. It was a contracted service through the MRCA here in the state of Missouri, and I know they're board of directors is very upset by that also. It's one of those things that, you know, somebody gets a chance to get a microphone and something happens before you can respond to it. I wasn't aware of it. I wasn't over at the event that night until the next morning. And I immediately contacted our superintendent, and he contacted folks from the MRCA. One of their representatives was in my office probably within 10 minutes. We had a very serious conversation about that kind of activity, and I just want everyone to know that myself, State Fair Commission, you know, the Department of Agriculture, and everybody that's involved in this great event out here does not condone something as ridiculous as what went over the other night. We were appalled by that also, you know, we're receiving a lot of comments from a lot of people over that, and we totally understand. So first and foremost, you know, that individual will not be on this fairgrounds again ever in terms of participating in this event. We dealt with that immediately. We expect and fully expect that the MRCA will handle other disciplinary action with the other folks in their organization that were involved. We will expect that, and on top of that, we will be addressing contract issues moving forward with additional information in there that will probably require them to have some sensitivity training amongst their officials before we work with them again. So we are working hard to put some things in place to not let that happen again, or hopefully, you know, it's like I said, it's just absolutely beyond imagination that somebody would take advantage of a, you know, such a great event out here when we're out here to, you know, showcase kids and agriculture and the good things about our state, and have somebody take advantage of a microphone to pull a stunt like that. And we're very, very disappointed. Obviously, our apologies to the president and everyone else that does not represent what our thoughts and beliefs are out here, and certainly not what the purpose of the fair is all about.
And the unfortunate side effect of all this is now folks outside Missouri have seen this clip, and maybe that's their first impression of the Missouri State Fair. How do you reverse that?
Well, you know, it's I guess some damage control, but, you know, obviously they have a right to be upset and appalled by what they saw, and, you know, I would hope that they would understand that that is not representative of all Missourians, and certainly, and just a absolutely abominable thing to go out there and do. So, you know, we just hope folks give us a chance to explain what happened and let us deal with it, and we are doing that very strictly and very severely, and, you know, give us a chance to show you that that's not the way Missourians believe things should be and should be done, and as I said, just an unbelievably ignorant thing to pull out here at our state fairgrounds. We're just extremely disappointed about the whole event.